This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Fox News alert the Department of Homeland Security warning local authorities after the latest issue of an ISIS magazine called on followers to carry out mass casualty attacks. It comes as a New York man was arrested for a plot to attack Times Square. We have live Fox team coverage. Rick Leventhal is in New York City to explain how police are protecting the nation's largest mass transit system. But we're going to start with Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge, who's in Washington. Catherine.
Well, thank you, Melissa. This Homeland Security intelligence note obtained by Fox News was sent out at the end of last week after the ISIS propaganda magazine called for attacks using trucks as weapons. The four-page analysis is designed to inform local, state, and federal law enforcement about existing and emerging concerns to the Homeland Security Department. After the July attack in Nice, France, where an ISIS-inspired terrorist drove a rental truck through the crowd, killing 86 and injuring more than 400, many of them children, the terror group has now called on its followers to really mimic or mirror the same game plan. The Homeland Security analysis reads in part, quote, while the article does not specifically mention any particular target, the use of two Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade images implies the desire of ISIS to focus on such high-profile holiday events. It goes on to say that late yesterday, we also learned that an American was arrested in the New York City area. He's a legal permanent resident. He's originally from Yemen. And it's alleged that he was supporting ISIS and that he also expressed support for a similar attack in Times Square using a garbage truck on behalf of ISIS. According to the criminal complaint, Mohammed Rafiq Naji told government informants that he did support ISIS. And terrorism experts say this is another case where seems to be another case of identifying suspects through the internet.
Most of the arrests are coming, as this arrest apparently came in New York, through the internet. The FBI and others are catching people on the internet saying things they shouldn't say and thus being flagged. So we have to revisit this whole see something, say something to make it really work.
Well, you know, Najee's court-appointed attorney said that this is a case of entrapment by the FBI and that his client was singled out because he is from Yemen, a country that has become a safe haven for both Al-Qaeda as well as ISIS. Melissa.
Well, and of course, not only you have Catherine Herridge reporting, you also have the comment from Sebastian Gorka, who was on with us again here this week talking about keeping our head on a swivel. Here they are. These reports go out. Have not gone out without incident. With every report, there has been an incident that occurred. We have the enemy amongst us. And so it is important, again, as Dr. Gorka said, that if you see something, you say something. Not to the point that we're, overreacting, and I understand that takes some discernment. And we may just have to let the chips fall where they fall in terms of, people being offended because maybe there was some overinterpretation, oversensitivity to what's going on. But, what is it going to take here? The fact of the matter is that the FBI, as Dr. Gorka even said here again recently, has, over 1,000 investigations that are open, that involve every state of the union regarding, these terrorist threats. And, my hat's off, the officials and, our intelligence people who are, doing an incredible job. I mean, this is, as was said during, during the Bush administration, we have to get it right all the time. They just have to get fortunate and do it once, and this is the odds that we deal with, and it is amazing. And by the grace of God, we've been protected so far. But again, the threat level is up, and in some of these frequented areas. You know, you keep your head on a swivel, be situationally aware. And that's what they're telling us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, we the people. That's what this country is all about. That's what our Constitution is founded on. And as Dr. Paul Ken Gore said, amazing that here it is. You have attorneys, would-be attorneys, people who are training, to defend the law and don't even understand. They don't even study the U.S. Constitution. I mean, this is how casual we have become about the founding principles of what makes America so exceptional and how we should operate. I've insisted it is an absolute brilliant document. We're so grateful to have the inspiration, I dare say, of the Holy Spirit and God himself. Our founding fathers said, it's clear the hand of divine providence was upon this founding nation, this great American experiment. This is why we acknowledge in the songs that we sing patriotically, God bless America and the blessings of God, toward this country. And, and they're all enveloped in our U.S. Constitution. But, because there is some sort of religious implication, somehow that becomes inopportune and it becomes problematic for those that want to ignore, spiritual reality. And, that's up to them. They do so in much the same way at the risk of ignoring the law of gravity. You ignore the law of gravity, you pay a big price for it, and it gets to be very painful. And this is, another one of those laws, these immutable laws that are in place. I can tell you from my experience, and I've been the knucklehead to challenge it and done so, and God, by his grace and mercy, didn't allow me to be annihilated in the process. I went through painful experiences challenging this. This is why I can tell you so emphatically that it is a good thing. As God said, to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that has stuck with me because I find in my life when I do right, when I do righteously, when I do those things that are consistent with godly principles, it does go well with me. Well, our next guest, Mark Morano, is back with us, and I'll give you a little bit of a background. Mark is with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFAC, as it's referred to, and they sent a delegation to Marrakesh to challenge the UN Climate Pact. Now, CFAC sending the delegation of science and policy experts to a COP22, COP22, the UN Conference on Climate Change. It ran through November the 18th in Morocco. The U.S. election occurred, during this conference. And, so now that we have a president who, wants to consider, that climate change still needs to be discussed. Many, they talk about alt-right, I would say alt-left people, just to balance it out. Because anytime you have presence of any kind of opposition, whatever you decide to call it, if that's what you want to do, you know, people who are passionate about it, and you say, okay, we're gonna designate these people as alt-right. And one of the reasons they do that is to invalidate. Look, once you're put in a box, you know, all of a sudden you don't count because you're part of that declared group, that has no say. Well, you know, that's not the way our Constitution operates. Here they are designating a group of people that, what they've determined to be white supremacists. And, last time I checked, I don't think a white supremacist in and of themselves could elect a president of the United States. Do they have a say in this country? Yes, they do. Just like alt-left people, just like, people that really believe in this doctrine. And I believe it's with religious fervor that they do so, believe in this doctrine of global warming. And so Mark Morano is with us right now. He's going to tell us about what happened in Marrakesh. And Mark, this is the problem, and the challenge for Mark is that you speak, truth to power. And let me tell you, there is power with this group. Don't think that they're not. I mean, they are influencing, controlling, professors and campuses. They're indoctrinating our young people without really pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. Mark Morano, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. I'm glad that you're here, that we can discuss, the situation. And just again, remind everybody that Mark, who has been on with us many times, is the executive editor and chief correspondent for the award-winning ClimateDepot.com, a global warming and eco news center founded in 2009. Mark was named one of only five criminals against humanity, against planet Earth itself in 2009 by Eco Magazine, Grist. Mark, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. Give us an update on what happened while America was busy voting in the 45th president of the United States. COP22 was underway in Morocco.
That's right. I spent a week in Morocco, in Marrakesh, and it's not one of the most pleasant places. You know, it's a very third world, if you will, country. And the United Nations likes to pick exotic, hard-to-get-to places way outside, because this is what their delegates enjoy doing. Next year is going to be in Fiji. They've had them in Bali. They've had them in Buenos Aires. They've had them all over the globe, and Kenya, South Africa. And these meetings bring in huge carbon footprints. People from around the world fly. The private jets clog all the runways. And they go and they talk about how the rest of the world has to give up, and you have to have privation and give up our modern amenities. Well, they themselves aren't willing to do it. So this year was a huge shadow cast over the whole meeting by President-elect Donald Trump. And that was actually the first enjoyable meeting, because they were a lot of worried delegates at this year's conference.
Yeah, I mean, they're really freaking out. I mean, but this is representative. We spoke with Dr. Paul Kengor earlier, and how socialists here in America and just card-carrying communists. I mean, and a lot of people freak out. They just don't. I say a lot of people freak out. They freak out with the term, because they think that it doesn't exist. They almost think we're referring to boogeymen. And, it's like, wait a minute. If you thought now, what did you think was on was being demonstrated with the Sanders campaign?
Yes, exactly. And if you look at this whole, the entire United Nations conference has nothing to do with climate. At these conferences, this is exactly, you mentioned Sanders' campaign. When they talk about climate policy, they actually, their vice chairman has actually admitted the United Nations climate is not about climate or environment. It's about redistributing wealth by climate policy.
Yes.
And their former past president has said they're, quote, at the beck and call of governments to produce a product that the governments want. And the product that the government wants is for the United Nations to say global warming is a problem and the United Nations must solve it and we must use global governance. And those are the exact phrase, global governance. This is what they're seeking. It's about empowering the United Nations to be in control and in command of our energy economy and ultimately our economy, but our energy production and everything else, and it involves a whole host of issues like that. So it's amazing to go to this, and you see why people like John Kerry just are completely in love with the United Nations, because this is his worldview going back to his Vietnam War protest.
Exactly.
The idea of this sort of international globalist agenda and global governance, and you know, individual nations can't make decisions. Individual people can't make decisions. That these
right.
decisions must be made by people who study the issue and determine what's best for you.
And what a better way to bring America to its knees, because it's so undeserving, and we're going to use this climate governance in order to do this. And, well, I'll tell you, you look at the trajectory of where America was heading, and we were definitely ripe for the pickings, no doubt about it. Mark Morano is with us. We got more from Mark on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, join us, follow us, like us, do all that good stuff on Facebook and Twitter and tweeting. Let us know what's going on. Let us know your opinion. Our conversation with Mark Morano continues here, and I'll read this statement from CFAX Executive Director Craig Rucker and put this in perspective. He says, so much of what people have been told about global warming is flat out wrong. Climate computer models overproject warming, weather extreme or otherwise. Ice and sea levels are all normal. These are all scientifically recorded facts. The UN climate agreement will enrich a privileged few, which is what Mark said just a moment ago, while placing crushing burdens on free economies, all while accomplishing nothing meaningful for the climate. The hardworking people being asked to pay for the UN's Paris Agreement need to know what this treaty will mean for them. Right, Mark?
Yes. This treaty, as we have now, has been called the most expensive treaty in world history. Mm. And this is what President Obama, by the way, President Obama bypassed democracy on our domestic climate regulations through executive order at the EPA, imposed what Congress refused to do over a decade, a climate bill. And now President Obama has bypassed Senate ratification on this treaty. And that is what this is about. This is about empowering the UN. The most expensive treaty in world history is going to be about redistributing wealth from Europe and the United States to African countries. And now, why would Africa, and I met a lot of people from Gambia and Botswana and other places in Africa, they're all for this. They're fully participating. Why would their governments be for this? And the reason is their governments are being paid off. In other words, there's a climate slush fund of hundreds of billions of dollars a year the U.S. has committed thus far of supporting. And all these governments are going to be getting huge amounts of money from the United Nations, from wealthy nations, not to develop. That's not in the best interest of their citizens, but it's in the best interest of these governments, which can then build stadiums, pay for their reelections, hand out favors to their friends. It's a way of corrupting the entire process, and it's very effective. The UN knows how to do stuff like that.
Exactly. When, of course, this is a strategy and a plan that has been implemented on college campuses, I mean, along with the same thing, right? You know, money talks, they're controlling, and, they've got the levers here right now. Mark, let me ask you, how does this get unwound with this new administration?
Well, yes. Donald Trump, you have to look at what he has said in the past. He's talking about a Clexit, a climate exit instead of Brexit from the UN treaty. He's got people like Myron Ebell, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a very skeptical fixture in Washington, D.C., who's heading his EPA transition team. And it also fits in with Donald Trump's America First worldview. He doesn't like these trade policies, the globalist agenda, and there's nothing more sovereignty threatening than a United Nations climate treaty. So at the very least, I see Donald Trump ending the executive agreement. I don't know. There's many different options. He can send it to the Senate for ratification where it will die. He can withdraw from the UN climate process. And he can just not enforce the executive agreement or the agreement that Obama did that wasn't ratified and therefore not really legal anyway. And there's a whole bunch of things that are going to happen. And there's probably going to be a lot of legal challenges, both when you try to withdraw from EPA and the UN treaty. But given how easy Obama did this by bypassing democracy and not having votes of Congress and not signing legislation, it should therefore be comparatively easy to get out because Obama didn't do it the traditional constitutional way.
Well, in terms of the larger picture, how far is the genie out of the bottle in these third world countries that have been counting on this money and their leadership has been, told this is the way to go. And now all of a sudden, Trump is the bad guy when potentially he could be even the better guy because he could give them a basis to really, advance their country on, something other than, this false narrative of, global warming.
Tough thing. Imagine if you had, say, a village of people, and there are 30 families living there, and one of the options was, don't worry, no one has to work, no one has to do anything, we're going to pay you guys to just live, and we're going to meet all your needs, and here's a big check. Mm. Versus, you guys have to go out, make it on your own, develop your own resources, explore your own energy, build your own economies, do exactly what the rest of the world has done throughout history. It's a very tempting offer, especially for the leaders. They're going to want the big fat check. That's human nature, and that's always been sort of the appeal of socialism. It seems like it's certainly the easier argument, and it's the easier way that appeals to human nature. But, yeah, it's a tougher argument if you go to Africa and you say, you know what, you're not getting the trillions, the hundreds of billions of dollars that the UN has promised you, Instead, you're going to develop like the rest of us. You're going to develop your natural resources. Africa has the most natural resources of any continent on the planet. And once they start tapping into that, the problem with Africa isn't natural resources. The problem with Africa is their political system, and they've got to somehow. And maybe I don't know if the African Union. I hope it doesn't turn into a European Union. But they need some kind of order and basic principles and rights and constitution to get Africa out of their political quagmire of civil wars and feuding and having come back from Marrakesh, it is a serious problem of infrastructure. I mean, most people don't have running water, even electricity. They have public bathrooms. The streets are filthy. There's stray dogs, cats, dumpster diving. And I'm talking about just throughout the districts. I mean, it is not a place that by any means is thriving. And it's under a monarchy. A Muslim monarchy rules the country. In places like that, it's going to be very hard to get them economic development in any kind of short term because, Africa has a long way to go.
Well, again, a lack of education is part of it. Mark, you talk about the inclination, taking the route of least resistance. And, what this amounts to is kind of an international welfare program instead of putting people to work. I would say also part of the human inclination, which I think America will see this again here shortly, and that is that, embedded in our DNA as human beings is the desire to be productive. To feel good about what we're doing, to contribute. Now, in third world countries that have been conditioned to think less than, a little bit more difficult opportunity. But I believe once you empower them and you give them a shovel and a pick and they start to realize that there's gold in them, there are hills, there's something very satisfying in being productive and doing something for your family, whether you want to call it the free market system, the enterprise system, or anything that would suggest that America's principles are valid. I think that could potentially snowball into something something magnificent for some of these third world countries if they're open to do that. But that's a long way to go, and that, as you stated earlier, that's going to require some leadership and somebody with vision to get them to to really embrace that concept, if that's even possible.
India has told the United Nations a few years back they will not sign on to an emission-limiting treaty because 40% of their residents at the time did not have running water and electricity. And in fact, the developing world right now is mostly exempt from any kind of development restrictions currently, but it's all coming into play. And it's all this fantasy land of, solar and wind are going to take over. We're going to have zero carbon emissions. We're going to shut down all carbon-based energy, coal and oil and gas. Not based on any reality. The other thing to remember here is this is a new form of colonialism. It's white, wealthy Westerners going to people in Africa, South America, and telling them, you can't develop the way we did. We're going to pay you not to. You can't make our mistakes. This is the new colonialism, and it's essentially keeping people down, not allowing them to live like the wealthy Western world.
Yeah, we determined that it's not good to nation build, so now we're just going to colonialize everybody, right?
Exactly. Through false energy claims and climate claims. I mean, they've created a false climate catastrophe to justify, a centralized government, centralized planning energy policy. Then that's the argument. If you didn't have the hysteria about global warming, we must act now, the tipping point, we this is our last chance, the earth is going to, the tipping point is reached. If you get rid of all that, if they would just argue, hey, this is the energy policy we want for the world, we could devalue it on its merits. And no one would evaluate it on its merits because it would be, why do we want a centrally planned energy economy coming from bureaucrats in the United Nations, to a lesser extent the EU, controlling the world's economy, telling us our energy mix, telling us where we can develop, telling us about our agriculture, telling us about our transportation, telling us about our home thermostats, telling us about all our appliances? No one would in their rational mind choose it. But if you can get people scared enough that we must act in order to save the planet and we're running out of time, that's their hope. And
exactly. Mark, we're out of time. Again, we appreciate you being on with us. Mark is executive editor, chief correspondent for the award-winning climate depot.com.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Summertime when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we're happy. Da 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 da.
For all the information that's right there, BillMartinezLive.com, and we encourage you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion counts here, all right? Well, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, of course, veterans are 3 times greater risk of being infected with hepatitis C virus than the general population, but approximately 45,000 vets remain undiagnosed. If left untreated, Hep C can lead to liver disease, liver cancer, even death. Hepatitis C is a silent disease that often does does not have noticeable symptoms for years or even decades, making screening critical, especially for veterans and baby boomers between 1945 and 1965, two groups that are disproportionately affected. Now, due to scientific advancement, hepatitis C can be cured, which means the virus is undetectable in the blood when evaluated 3 or more months after treatment is completed. Now, that's incredible, great news. And here to talk to us is a former vet, and on the heels of celebrating Veterans Day, I will say to you, Joe Benko, thank you for your service, and thank you for all that you've done to, you know, fight for our liberties and give our country another chance.
Well, thanks a lot for having me here today. I appreciate it.
And also we have Dr. Kenneth Rothstein, an associate professor in the Department of Medicine and chief of the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Drexel University College of Medicine. Dr. Rothstein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having us on.
Well, good to have you here, both of you, to talk about, you know, this important topic. Dr. Rothstein, right off the bat, you're the doctor. What is hepatitis C?
Well, hepatitis C is a virus that attacks the liver. It's a very serious condition. It can lead to cirrhosis, liver cancer, and the need for liver transplant.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the risk factors? You touched on it briefly, but I want to give you a little bit more time to expand on this because, as we said in the opening, this is something that's kind of taken for granted. It just kind of creeps up on you, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely can creep up on you. Many patients have no symptoms. The main risk factors for acquiring hepatitis C are intravenous drug use, and having a blood transfusion or blood products before 1992.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, things changed after 1992. So when it comes to the transference of blood, a lot more particular and a lot more safe compared to then. So we've learned a lot and continue to learn a lot as it goes along. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so what are some, you touched on the symptoms, so let's talk about the common symptoms that some people will take for granted that are associated with Hep C.
The most common symptom is that patients have weakness and fatigue. Patients look normal, but they don't feel like a normal person. They can also have joint pains, and they can also have either pain or discomfort in the right upper quadrant where the liver sits.
Mm-hmm. So if someone is at a high risk for hepatitis C, what can they do, Dr. Rothstein?
Well, they have to get a special blood test, the simple blood test called the hepatitis C antibody test. It's not part of your routine yearly screening labs, but you have to ask your doctor to have it done.
Mm-hmm. Why are we finding that vets are more at risk than the general population?
Well, part of their job in wartime is to be in combat. And in combat, you can get exposed to blood. In the Vietnam War, there were over 400,000 transfusions, and there was a lot of blood-to-blood exposure, especially for medics, but also for the regular soldier.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked in the opening about hepatitis C being now curable. Expand a little bit more on the advancements in treatment options for people who find themselves with hepatitis C.
Well, in the last couple of years, the treatment has really changed. It used to involve injections of interferon, which were very difficult to tolerate with many side effects, and quite honestly wasn't that effective. But now the treatment regimens involve pills that you take by mouth for usually 8 to 12 weeks, sometimes longer, with almost no side effects, any serious side effects, and close to 100% of the patients will be cured, which is really a major improvement from what we just had 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, Joe Benko, how did you find out that you had hepatitis C?
Well, I was on a blood drive with our company, and I was donating blood on a regular basis, and in the early 1990s, they came out with a letter that told me that I was had hepatitis C and I could no longer donate blood. Mm. You know, I was shocked and devastated with it, and I went to my family doctor to confirm the diagnosing, and you know, you don't realize you have something inside of you that's creeping around, and then they ask you, how do you think you contacted it? Well, I remember as a child, I cut my foot. I got a real bad opportunity to get a transfusion, and I possibly could have got it when I was 18 when they inoculated me into the Vietnam-era war. Mm-hmm. When I was a recruit. So those are the only two times, but the doctor wanted to know when and how you got contacted. hepatitis.
Right. So here it is. You realize that years out of service, you're a civilian now, and you find out the news.
Yeah, it's shocking because there wasn't any support groups out there, and they really didn't know much about the hepatitis C, and the weight of carrying that around once you knew it, and then you had to be careful. Your bloodborne was left around. You couldn't have it contact with other people if you got cut in maintenance department, whatever. But the concern was you had to be very careful, and you kept it discreet because you didn't want people to know you had it.
Exactly. What a change in life for you. Here it is. You're rolling along. You don't know you're carrying something. Now you're, you know, you find out that you have to be aware, you know, not only for yourself, for your family, those that you work with. So you found out the hard way that testing is most important, didn't you?
But it was important that I was donating blood because that was where they started testing it.
Yes.
The major concern we have now is nobody really knows they have it, and if they don't give blood or go to a doctor and ask for the specific test, they won't know that they have it, and it'll get worse before it gets better, and then it may be, who knows, too late.
So you don't know how long you were carrying hepatitis C, and did you realize any effect of it? Were you dealing with any of the symptoms that Dr. Rothstein referred to?
Mild fatigue was about the only thing, and I just do that to old age and getting tired at the end of the day, and not realizing that was really the early symptoms of it.
Right.
But then later I found out that the test from my doctor that I did have mild cirrhosis that was eating at my liver, which
wow.
really concerned me, and it scared me to make sure that I wanted to be here for retirement.
Exactly. So for all intent and purposes, just like what we talked about with Dr. Rothstein, you know, little effect, a little really big caution flag coming and hitting in you in the face, but without the screening that you did for giving blood, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't have any idea at all. So awareness is the biggest factor right now that we can now help and get everybody to get that test done.
So with your fellow vets, what do you suggest, not only your fellow vets, but those who are at risk, what do they need to know about hepatitis C?
The baby boomers are a factor, and the Vietnam era veterans are a factor. To go out and get tested. Ask your doctor for the test for the hepatitis C. There's a terrific website out.
It's hepchope.com.
Dr. Rothstein and Joe Binkle, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
Thanksgiving is upon us, a time to relax and enjoy, but preparing a feast for those you're most thankful for can be overwhelming. Boston Market's executive chef and culinary director Rebecca Davis says, let them help.
Boston Market's open on Thanksgiving Day and has everything to cover all your needs, from mashed potatoes to extra stuffing and even extra green beans and apple pies.
Other advice? Make sides your own by adding extra touches.
One of the things that I really like to do is to pick up my mashed potatoes, take them home, add some fresh Gouda cheese, chives, and roasted garlic to them. This gives my mashed potatoes a little bit of an extra flair and gives guests something they'll surely enjoy.
And what to do with those leftovers? Try a turkey and Swiss bread pudding.
It reuses your leftover turkey and dinner rolls. You mix that together with a little bit of caramelized onions, some fresh herbs. Put everything in the oven, and within a half hour, you have a hot, fresh, new meal for you and your family.
Go to bostonmarket.com for tips, recipes, and a location nearest you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
And I thank you for believing in me. You've given me your all, and now I'll never be alone. I thank you, you never stop loving me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's a great day to be thankful, huh? As we head into Thanksgiving, time to be around family. And, you know, and I think that's all part of the opportunity here as we come together, letting go of our agendas and just, you know, focusing on, you know, the higher things, the better things, the things that we can truly be thankful about. I know our next guest would agree with that, if I can be so assuming. Dr. Keith Eigel is with us. Always good to have him on the show, co-founder of the Leaders Lyceum, a leadership development institute specializing in developing leaders for effectiveness in all areas of their life. A whole person approach, quite novel, but that's what it's all about. It's what makes the world go round, and it's how they roll. Dr. Keith Eigel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. So good to be with you on this holiday week.
Yeah, it's good to have you along here to analyze, you know, in as much objectivity as possible regarding one Donald Trump. I mean, there's so many narratives out there. I mean, the guy's not even in the Oval Office, and you get these pundits and you know, people on the left. I mean, they talk about alt right. Well, you know, let's talk about alt left and all these opposing forces that want to stick a stick in his spokes as he's trying to assemble his transition team and this new government that is going to hopefully get this country back on track. It is amazing, you know, what happens with leaders. But when you're on the top and you're used to being a leader, you're used to being attacked, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a famous quote by Aristotle that said, "To avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing."
Yes.
And it's not possible to lead from that position.
Right.
Bill, the thing I'm so struck by in this whole deal is I'm not on it a lot, but I was on Facebook last night.
Mm.
People who I dearly love are at each other's throats about this. They're on opposing sides of the fence. They love each other. Some of them are related.
Mm.
And it's a crazy environment that we're in right now. And I think there's so much analysis about who is Trump going to be. I think in some ways the more important question is who are we going to be
exactly.
in the middle of this?
Right. Well, and this is what you and I talked about. I mean, the government is where it's at today because it is a government of, for, and by we the people. I mean, it's more than just words on a document. I mean, and even though it's not necessarily operating the way it should, the fundamentals are there in place. The people have the government that they've allowed to happen. And it stood up on November the 7th and said no more. You know, we want to do something different. Okay.
Right.
Well, and we need to be careful because you have those people in with the opposing view who are absolutely freaking out. I mean, we were having this conversation with Dr. Paul Kengor earlier, Keith, and and the term socialist and communist is battered about, and the problem. You know, first of all, I'm not sure America really understands that movement or even that it's possible. I think some people perceive it as some kind of boogeyman that conservatives are putting out there. But the fact of the matter is there are people in this country who really believe in a communist and socialist principles. And if you think not, let's remember who all was following one Bernie Sanders and the throng of people that were behind him.
Right. Right. I tell you, it's interesting. My real opposition to that, and we moved a long way in that direction, and you saw a lot of people sort of adhering to some of those principles,
mm-hmm.
is my biggest struggle with that position is it doesn't grow people. It
right.
actually arrests their development. You know, it's challenging circumstances that actually develop us into mature adults. And when we can avoid those challenging circumstances in some way, and it can happen in a myriad of ways, we stop growing. I mean, that's
yes.
the reality. That's what all the research shows. And we're in the midst of a fantastic challenge right now. And it's an opportunity for people to grow. It's an opportunity for them to ask themselves, what's the story they want to tell?
Exactly.
Who do they want to be at the end of this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me that we are doubling down on our ideologies in a way that we're not even putting the love of those who we do genuinely care for ahead of this. I mean, the vitriol is spectacular.
Yes, it is amazing. And you and I talked about this last time, Keith, about the potential that has been pent up and lying dormant here. There's a bigger issue, and I'm glad you brought this up. There's a bigger issue than the Republican or Democratic Party and ideology. It's for the very soul of Americans, and dare I say, not only Americans, but people around the world. You know, we're talking with international experts and looking at the influence that the UN is having, and again, using these stifling principles. I saw it pronounced in my early business career with unions. There's just something endemic about the union concept that wants to mediocritize the human potential and take away its ambition and desire for excellence. It doesn't want to reward this, and I use that, and some people might say, Bill, that's rather broad brushed, and I'll give you that maybe it is. That's been my experience. I think when you try to stifle people and you want to hold them put a governor upon their productivity and promote a kind of philosophy that says, hey, look, I don't want you to outshine anybody else. You know, we only work 7.5 hours here. You actually think you need to work 8 because that's what you're paid for. I'm using an example here, but it is appropriate because I have seen this dynamic at play in workplaces, and it pains me because I think, wow, you got somebody who wants to be good at what they do and feel good about themselves, and they're told by a prevailing force that that's not beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. And back to your earlier point, sometimes a broad brush still paints a pretty accurate truth.
Mm-hmm.
When we as a society start doing for each other what we need to be doing for ourselves, we all wind up losing.
Yes.
And recognizing that fairness is kind of an artificial concept in so many ways. The things that we call not being fair. I mean, it's not fair that I can't play in the NBA.
Mm.
But you and me both, by the way. Okay, good. So yeah, this is we're at a super interesting time right now, and I'm hoping that some sanity is going to prevail here, Bill.
Well, you study leadership, And leadership is driven by vision, and it will overcome all these pundits that, are speaking in the, out of the realm of theory. Very few have empirical evidence to back up what they're saying. And routinely, I find it quite interesting. They'll prop somebody up, and then they in turn will attack them. And this is what they did with Donald Trump. They propped him up during the primaries for the Republican Party because they felt that was going to serve their purpose. They thought, of all the candidates who were out there, I mean, you look over that stage, you saw 17, brilliant people. I mean, by comparison to what the Democrats put up, I mean, you had very experienced people, and they never thought in a million years Donald Trump could win. I mean, could beat out the Republican Party. But they go, okay, hey, let's just go along with it. The guy's giving us ratings, and we'll have some fun, and we'll laugh about it. And, Hillary will come in and eat his lunch and be okay. And surprise, Donald Trump wins, and it's freaking them out. And now here they are trying to invalidate the guy. And for every step forward that he tries to take, they're doing everything they can to pull him back. And but true leadership will off of vision excite people. And I think that this is what Donald Trump brings to the table potentially. And that vision needs to be pronounced in such a way that it overwhelms the attacks of people that know so little of what they're talking about.
Very true. Very true. And he's got to not get in his own way on this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to not take this message. And I'm actually, when I try and look at this objectively, and I do, I listen to all sides to try and discern a truth that's somewhere in the middle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed with some of the steps he's taking. I mean, if Mitt Romney winds up accepting this position, it's going to be a very interesting, a peacemaking within the party.
Right. Well, just in terms of leadership, Keith, and you've studied this. I mean, look at when you've got the full weight and responsibility, and I think this is part of what Donald Trump is realizing. It's kind of like, I shared with somebody else the story of Solomon when Solomon was given, the kingship over Israel. And God says to him, says, hey, what do you want? I'll give you anything you want. He says, I need wisdom. I'm overwhelmed here. How am I going to handle this? And I kind of sense in his own way, Donald Trump realizes just what an immense responsibility that he's got his hands around. I don't think he went into it and thinking as a lark, there was no way. I think he's serious about it. But he's a guy who's got a track record. He's been successful. And he's open to bring people, around him, it seems, that have a different point of view. Because as they would say in old leadership circles, that if you've got two people in the room, thinking and saying the same thing, one is redundant, right? And possibly unnecessary.
Yes. I mean, yes. You're on the perfect track here, Bill. I mean, from a pure leadership perspective, I've sensed a humility, and mm-hmm. humility is giving up your current way of understanding something and submitting it to something that's potentially better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Keith, we're out of time. Congratulations, by the way, on the map. The map available still for everybody. A great read for those of us that study and appreciate leadership. Highly recommend it. Dr. Keith Eigel has been with us. Keith, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. Just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.